with these heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And hello again. We're winding down what's left of the weekend, working our way now towards Monday in no hurry, with music to get you there in one piece, and me, Bill Overton, for company till four.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Zippoli's Elevazioni, the consort of London, featuring oboist Julie Girdwood, and on cello Robert Truman. Before it, Chopin's Berceuse in D-flat. It was Maurizio Pellini we heard playing piano. How are you then? Hope the weekend went your way. Bright and breezy where I was yesterday. Less said about Saturday, probably the better. Summer has technically started. The tennis at Queen's Club begins later. Women competing again, first time in more than 50 years. These are all good signs. And you have Classic FM for company now. And we have Andrea Bocelli about to sing. bringing a bit of comfort as the weekend fades away. Schubert's Ave Maria, Andrea Bocelli singing there with the Moscow Radio Symphony Orchestra. This is Classic FM. Bill Overton here for what's left of this night. The most relaxing music for distraction if there are chores to get through, deadlines to chase, work to be done. Lucky you if it's just downtime. Dvorak and Vaughan Williams on the way in the next 20 minutes, if that's to your taste. Our extra stations available as well. Classic FM Calm and Classic FM Movies, don't forget. You'll need a global player to find them. Stick with me live for our all-nighter. Now, if the weekend's been a bumpy ride, so is this, but in a good way. The Mendelssohn families need to get Felix out of the house is our reward. From his travels to Scotland, we have his Hebrides Overture.
Thank you.
Mendelssohn's Fingal's Cave, his Hebrides Overture, the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, Edward Gardner at the podium, our all-nighter to start another working week. This time tomorrow, a symphony by Beethoven. No one had heard anything like it before. Tonight, as we speak, the theatre world's eyes and ears are on the Tony Awards taking place in New York. Jonathan Ross, if you caught him over the weekend, took that as his cue to celebrate stage hits that made a successful transfer from Broadway to the big screen. Musicals, including West Side Story, Wicked, and The Lion King, he played music from. Classic FM at the movies. Listen live Fridays and Saturdays, 7 p.m. Listen back to Saturday's show, if you're a musicals fan, on Global Player, our official app.
Thank you.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Royal Northern Sinfonia playing their Vaughan Williams Prelude, founded on the Welsh hymn tune Rosyma Dreia, and before it Dvorak's Slavonic Dance number 2. That was the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra performing. Bill Overton, Classic FM. I have a composer before too who dabbled in politics, or was it music? Poland's Prime Minister for a while, fortunately made time to write a piano concerto as well. Some detective work required, if Paderewski's news to you. Some detective work anyway, coming next.
Classic FM.
Ready to order, signora. Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? When my wife, Sue, was diagnosed with cancer, she was given 6 months to live. But thanks to radiotherapy, we had 10 more years together and she saw our daughter get married. We now know her cancer is hereditary. So I need to do everything I can to help my family, even when I'm not here.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dreams Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Music by Eric Whittaker, Susie Digby directing her Aura vocal ensemble there. We heard his Lux Rumque, and before it, Barrington Belongs, Inspector Morse, and that was the London Metropolitan Orchestra. It's Classic FM, more of the most relaxing music hereafter too, including Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony. Boccherini's most famous work, Proving Size Isn't Everything, plus a literary reference by Ludovico Einaudi. We can all appreciate as well. If up later than usual, first time perhaps with Classic FM after hours, or it's a work-related late night, let me know. Get in touch anyway. Text us 61812. Find me on email at classicfm.com. We can WhatsApp from Global Player as usual. Paderewski's Piano Concerto to enjoy now before the news. Thank you. Sounding even better after dark. Paderewski's Piano Concerto in A minor, the second movement from that Karol Radziwanowicz, the soloist playing there with the Krakow Philharmonic Orchestra. Bill Overton on Classic FM, June the 9th, filling our diary space for this Monday after the news.
Classic FM.
Me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
They might reorganise your shelves, help you work from home, or let you know your plants need repotting. But the real mischief's in
Felix,
appearing immediately when their favourite food's served. With the irresistible range of Felix food.
It's great to be a cat.
You're looking good, you're looking sharp, you've come so far.
Righty here, I'm just giving the Gillette Labs razor a go, and it's smooth. 5 long-lasting blades, and it's got a flex disc that adapts to my gorgeous face. Done in no time, then it goes back on its magnetic stand. For a finish almost as good as one of mine.
Yeah, the best a man can get.
The Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back, celebrating the nation's most inspiring music teachers.
Tell us who should win, with £20,000 worth of prizes going to the successful teachers and schools across the UK, thanks to Viking.
Find out more and nominate a teacher at classicfm.com.
on your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Chris Barrow. Tear gas and rubber bullets have been fired by National Guard soldiers on the streets of Los Angeles. They've been deployed by the Trump administration to crack down on protests against immigration raids, despite objections from the Democrat state governor Gavin Newsom. Simon Marks is LBC's Washington correspondent.
These are members of the California National Guard. You've got to go back all the way to 1965 to find a precedent for an American president taking control of a state's National Guard and deploying them on the streets of that state, despite the objections of the state's governor.
A murder investigation has been launched after a teenage boy died in North Manchester. Police were called to New Moston at around 5 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. Three people have been arrested. The boy's family is being supported by officers. Carlos Alcaraz has won the French Open in a classic match, beating the world number one Jannik Sinner and retaining his title. He came back from the brink, saving three championship points before going on to win in a fifth set championship tiebreaker. The former Premier League referee Uriah Rennie has died at the age of 65. He made history by becoming the top flight's first black referee and took charge of 175 games in the division. He's been described as a true trailblazer of the game by the Football Association's refereeing department. From Global's newsroom, you're up.